Literary Hyperlinks, The Age of Modernism, The Interwar Years. Apart from a brief period of optimism in the 1920s, the interwar years were a dark and ominous time. During the war, despite the superficial appearance of a united front, there had been numerous industrial disputes, and these continued throughout the interwar years, though there were a number of further reforms that moved in the direction of a more just and equal society. These included the 1918 Education Act, which made school education compulsory for children up to the age of 14, and built a bridge towards the availability of secondary education to everyone, and the establishment of a Ministry of Health to coordinate health and national insurance services. The National Coalition Government of mostly liberal conservatives, which under Lloyd George had won the war and had extended Britain's empire, was followed by an almost unbroken period of conservative rule under Stanley Baldwin until 1929. However, the Labour Party made some gains during the 1920s, a time that saw the British economy considerably weakened and unemployment and poverty on the increase. The general strike of 1926, though short-lived, marked a renewal of class conflict. In terms of the tensions that divided Europe, the First World War had resolved nothing. The value of liberal democracy that had become the dominant political model in Western Europe during the 19th century were in crisis. Fear of the spread of communism provoked traditional conservatives to ally themselves for a short time with the new fascist parties of Hitler and Mussolini, believing there was a need for an authoritarian new order. It was only in the 1930s, when Hitler's true aims became apparent, that they began to realize fascism had to be defeated, even if it meant joining forces with communist Russia. An attempt was made to establish a balance of power through the creation of the League of Nations in 1919, a precursor to the United States Nations. Its basic purpose was to secure the peaceful settlement of international disputes and to guarantee all nations against aggression, but it proved almost completely ineffectual, as it lacked the backing of the United States. The astronomical costs of the war had forced Britain and France to borrow heavily from America, with the result that the U.S., who had not entered the war until 1917, gained economic superiority. But the economic boom, which wealthy Americans enjoyed during the 1920s, the so-called Roaring Twenties, led to excessive speculation and finally to the great U.S. stock market crash of 1929, known as the Wall Street Crash, causing a worldwide depression which was to last for most of the 1930s. Particularly badly affected, on account of its war debts, was Germany, where the right-wing National Socialist or Nazi Party, led by Adolf Hitler, rapidly gained popularity and influence. Taking advantage of Germany's economic crisis, Hitler rose swiftly to power and began to rebuild the army, navy and air force. As Hitler's armies began to take back the territories Germany had lost at the Treaty of Versailles, the League of Nations, anxious to avoid war, maintained a policy of appeasement towards Germany, believing that they could come to an agreement with its leader. But with the invasion of Czechoslovakia and Poland in 1939, it became obvious that Hitler had no intention of stopping. On the 3rd of September 1939, Britain and France declared war on Germany. The Second World War. Unlike in the First World War, the Allied powers didn't enter World War II with great enthusiasm, but with the understanding that this was a necessary war, a war that had to be fought to safeguard civilization from fascist tyranny. Though it began as a European conflict between Germany and the combined forces of Britain and France, by December 1941, after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, World War II had become a global war, fought on two main fronts, Europe and Asia. During the first 2 years of the war, the German conquest of Europe met with almost no opposition. Having signed a pact with Stalin, dividing up Eastern Europe and being supported by Mussolini in Italy, Hitler was free to march his armies west, conquering most of Scandinavia, Belgium, Holland and France, and south into the Balkans and Greece. Not until 1940 and the Battle of Britain, which was fought in the air over England, did Germany suffer its first defeat. Then in 1941 Hitler dissolved his pact with Russia and began attacking on the Eastern Front, hoping for a swift victory. However, after failing to take the crucial city of Stalingrad, the tide began to turn against Germany. Defeat in North Africa was followed by the Allied invasion of Italy in 1943, while Allied bombing of German factories practically destroyed Hitler's military machine. The Allied forces advanced up through Italy, but only got as far as Ravenna. It was to be another 2 years before Italy would fall. This was partly thanks to the efforts of Italian partisans, who finally captured and executed Mussolini in April 1945. The next step for the Allies was to launch an offensive from the north, which began in 1944 with the June D-Day landings. The combined movement of Allied forces from the north, together with the Soviet advance along the Eastern Front, soon had the Germans closed in. The war in Europe ended in May 1945. 3 months later, in August, Japan fell with the dropping of two atomic bombs on the city of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. In terms of its human cost, the Second World War is certainly the most terrible war ever to be fought in history. It is certainly the first war in which there were an enormous number of casualties among the civilian population, many due to the new military tactics of massive aerial bombardment of enemy cities. Mass communication and the Dream Factory. New mass communications technology, in particular radio, made information about events in the outside world more available to ordinary people and provided a means for establishing some level of social cohesion and community based on the shared experience of news and entertainments. However, as governments and businesses soon realized, both radio and film also represented incomparably powerful tools of mass information and propaganda, a way of shaping and guiding behavior and opinion. One of the most significant effects of the advent of radio was that, for the first time, people's leisure hours, like their working life, became organized according to a timetable. If radio affected patterns of behavior, the cinema and newsreel had a profound effect on human perception, as people learned to see the world through a camera lens. Real direct experience was increasingly supplanted by represented experience. It is significant that the popularity of cinema in the West reached its height during the years of the Great Depression, when cinema tickets were at their cheapest and movies, mostly products of the Hollywood Dream Factory as it came to be known, provided a way of temporarily escaping from the hard realities of poverty and unemployment. If mass culture seemed to promise a world in which ordinary people would have more chance for leisure and the enjoyment of life, it was also a sign of an increasingly impersonal and potentially destructive reality. It was, to a large extent, the power of mass communications that enabled fascism to rise to power so quickly in Germany and in Italy. The Holocaust, an integral part of Hitler's plans to dominate Europe, was the extermination of the Jews in Europe the so-called final solution. The German invasion was accompanied by the arresting and deportation to concentration camps of the occupied country's Jewish population, along with gypsies, homosexuals and other undesirable elements. By Heinrich Himmler's Schutzstaffel, German for Protective Squadron, known as the SS. Over 6 million Jews are believed to have died in the death camps at Auschwitz, Belsen, Dachau, Buchenwald, Ravensburg, Treblinka and elsewhere. After the war, many Nazi war criminals were tried at Nuremberg. However, others escaped or changed their identities. The memory of the Holocaust may be seen to persist in our culture as a kind of black hole that can never be adequately represented, since its horror exceeds our capacity to think about it. Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Another image which continues to haunt the 20th century is that of the atomic bombs dropped by the Americans on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. The ostensible reason for this was to force a quick Japanese surrender. As the Americans continued to fight their way slowly up the Pacific Islands, it became obvious that their adversaries were prepared to fight to the death. The war, the Americans said, may have continued for at least another year, leading to heavy U.S. losses. The hundreds of thousands of civilians killed by the Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombs, they argued, were a necessary sacrifice. However, it is also highly probable, in the view of some historians, that the U.S. wanted to demonstrate their nuclear power to the Russians, who were working on their own bomb. Seen in this way, the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, as well as ending World War II, also initiated the Cold War between the West and Communist Russia, which was to dominate world politics for the next 45 years.